to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Live from the main concourse, Capital One Arena, sections 103 and 104. Right next to the Poppin' Popcorn. We are your pals, G and D, and we are taking you up to pregame at 6:30. Puck drop is about an hour and 5 minutes away. Capitals looking to stave off elimination and save their season. Get a win tonight. You're down 3-2 in this best of seven. You're headed to Raleigh, and you're one win away from even footing and forcing a seventh game right here at Capital One Arena. Now, I know it seems overly optimistic the way the series has played out, but facts are facts, and of the 58 times in sports history, a team down 3-1 has come back to win a series 4-3. 31 times it's happened in the National Hockey League.
That's right.
More than we'd like to admit, the Capitals have been involved in some of those series, including twice when they have been the team to come back and erase the 3-1 deficit. So it does happen. It can happen, but you got to win this home game first to even give yourself a shot. And if we're being honest, this should be the easiest one to win.
Because if there is one, yeah.
There's desperation setting in. Your back's against the wall. You get to throw the kitchen sink. And you got the crowd behind you. While if you're Carolina, you'd like to put this thing away. But there's just not the same urgency, aggressiveness, necessity to win this as there is for Washington.
We've been on the other side of this thing many times. We know that, right? We know what it feels like. We know what it sounds like. Where you're up and you can't step on the throat. It's really, really hard to close the team out. And then when you don't do it, it gets harder and harder and harder. If you win, I really believe this. If you win this game tonight, the pressure then goes to Carolina because you had the commanding lead. And now you can start to do the math in your head. You do the equation. You start to feel it potentially slip away. That's what we've gone through on the other side, being up 3-1. Losing that game five, and then it's, oh, crap. Now the avalanche starts, or the snowball turns into an avalanche, and it goes downhill.
Caps are making some major adjustments in this game tonight. Lines are going to look very, very different. Alex Ovechkin, Dylan Strome, and Anthony Beauvillier on the top line. Beauvillier coming up from the bottom line to the top line to help make an impact this evening. He is going to skate with Ovechkin, with Strome. The reason there's an opening on the top line is because in the bottom six, there are major changes being made. Third line, Connor McMichael is now centering. Lars Eller is out. Fourth line is going to be Duhaime, Dowden, Radish. That's the fourth line that was traditionally excellent for the Capitals all year long. But Mangiapane, McMichael, Leonard, that is your brand new third line. Tons of speed. Best skating line you're going to see all season for this team in terms of speed. They are undersized, but they're going to try to match speed for speed with that group.
Yeah, I was all about this. This is what's needed. What's missing? What's the struggle? This is what you're trying to solve. You're going to give something up there, right? You're not going to be as good defensively with that line. I'll worry about that in the next game, right, where you don't have last change. You can't control the matchups as well. To me, this is a change that was in desperate need of being made. It's not ideal that you don't dance with the one that rung you or you look panicky. I don't care about any of that. This is do or die time. They were getting so little, and really all year long they haven't gotten much out of that third line, but they were getting so little from that group, and Lars Eller was at the center of it, no pun intended, that to me a change absolutely positively had to be made. And I'm glad they did that. I mean, again, if you're going to go down, let's go down, with every lever pulled at our disposal, and that to me made a lot of sense. I know it caused a cascade effect where there's a lot of shuffling and shifting in some of the other lines, but to me this is really about how bad Lars Eller was. With, I think, one shot the entire series. And if he was a juggernaut defensively and they weren't getting any scoring chances with him on the ice, I think twice, but that's not the case.
Beauvillier stud against Montreal, and he did it as part of the top trio with Ovi and Strome. He has not played at nearly that same level, and I think it's largely because Protas came back. He got forced down into the bottom six, but they'll hope to recapture some of that magic. He's also had some bad luck and just some bad moments. He's had an empty net. He's had two or three should have been goals that weren't. And that's gone around in this series. But I'd say if you're looking at overall, like expected goal, puck luck, bad luck, he's probably at the top of the list. The one guy I would highlight is saying more than anybody else offensively they need more out of is Dylan Strome. He had 9 points in the first series against the Canadians. Nine in five games and four wins. He has had 1 point in this series against Carolina. He's been completely neutralized. They've got to get more out of him. My runner-up would probably be Pierre-Luc Dubois. And I'm not as frustrated by PLD's performance in this series because I think he's mostly been outstanding defensively, and they've done a really good job as a line matching up with Sebastian Aho a bunch. But you still have to get something out of him. 0 goals in the playoffs. I think he's got just 3 points this postseason. Now, I would have told you coming in through 9 games, if that was the case, they'd be in a little bit of trouble.
And here we are. I think that's a good one. I mean, yeah, a lot of it is you're stuck on the defensive zone draws or you're matching up, playing matchup with their best offensive line, et cetera. So you may not get, you know, the high-flying offensive production that you'd expect. Strome is the name that I would point to. They need more out of that top line. Whoever's skating with Dylan Strome, they need, you know, some goals this evening, I think, to kind of get what you want for the rest of the series.
All right, so giving you the lines again, as we expect them to look tonight, based on skate yesterday, Ovechkin, Strome, Bevilier up top, Bovey the major change there. Protas, Dubois, Wilson, your second line. They skated together for so much of this season. That is as big a line as there is in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, you want to play your heavy game? There it is. Like, right. Let's get the puck deep and start wailing on
people. But they can also skate. You know, yeah. It's not like it's just three huge big rigs, right? These are dudes that are huge, but that have some skating ability, can get up and down the ice.
They got to be great tonight.
Love that line. Then you got your speed line. We already talked about Mangiapane and Leonard, centered by McMichael. Different position for him. And then at the bottom of the rotation, a line that I think is actually going to play a bunch. It's the fourth line in name only. Dal, Duhaime, and Radish, who's been, you know, consistent line for them all year long and one of their best trios. So look for that triumvirate to make a big impact tonight. All right, without further ado, it is time for our Capital to Score a Goal draft. Let's take our first peek at the scoreboard here. Darris, update it. Could be the final time we play. So things are getting tight atop the scoreboard. What are we looking at?
Yes, indeed. Ryan has climbed back into it and tied me at the top with 8 goals apiece. So me and Ryan are at the top with 8 goals apiece. Grant, you are sandwiched in the middle with just 4 goals. And Danny and Toby are tied for last with 2 goals. Toby getting 1 goal last game to tie Danny.
You don't want to finish last in the Capital to Score a Goal challenge. So Toby and Danny trying to stay out of the basement. Darris and Ryan tied at the top, trying to win this thing. All right, Danny, you watch me. I got the randomizer ready to go.
You got it, yep.
That is the first. That is the second randomization. This will be the third and the final randomization. Our draft order tonight is, with the number one pick, Danny Hutae, Toby Altizer, second off the board this evening. I will have pick number 3. Ryan, you are picking 4th. And Darris Dad Dameron, you've got the snake. You will pick 5th and 6th. You are in the catbird seat, my friend, to get a couple of top skaters. So without further ado, Danny, you will kick us off. You've got 2 goals this postseason, tied for 3rd place. How will you begin the Capital to Score a Goal challenge?
I have been mathematically eliminated. If there are 5 goals tonight and I get all 5 of them, I'm still not winning this thing.
Well, not if they come back and win the series.
So what I'm going to be doing here is, when I take Ovechkin, he doesn't score. When I take Tom Wilson, he doesn't score. When I take Dylan Strome, he doesn't score. I'm going to be selecting my favorite Capitals from my lifetime. We'll start here, Darris. The pick is in. I'd like to take one of my favorite centers from the Washington Capitals, played from 1980 to 1989. Give me Bent Gustafsson with my 1st overall selection. The Swede, Bent Gustafsson.
But he doesn't play on the current Capitals.
That is correct. So I can't curse anybody.
You're also
I can't
not
prevent them from scoring tonight.
Okay, but you're not eliminated. You say you're eliminated.
It is over for me, Johnny.
No, not if they come back and they win.
I'm aware of the
information. And they go to the next round.
Sure. We'll deal with that then. When I pick a player they don't score, I'm not picking any current players to ruin their time.
Can I offer you another suggestion?
Sure.
Could you just take defensemen that don't score anyway that actually play for the Capitals?
I don't want to eliminate them from scoring. I want to make sure that I'm not hurting anybody's chances.
All right. When you guys get a radio show, I hope you get to do it with someone that sandbags every ongoing bit that you have on the air. All right. So Danny will take a Capital from decades ago. Very good. Toby, you have the 2nd pick in the Grant and Danny to Score a Goal challenge.
Yeah, for the record, what Danny's doing is the reason that we have a draft lottery. We don't want people just, you know, tanking on purpose.
Right.
But with that, the pick is in. I'm glad that Danny took someone off the board because, you know, I'm fighting not to get last. And so it doesn't seem like I'm going to have much competition from Danny. So I'm going to take the greatest goal scorer in the history of Team Toby, Jacob Chychrun, who's giving me my 2 goals.
Swerve. Chicky's off the board. Has Chicky given you both of your goals in the cap to score a goal challenge?
Chikrin has given me both of my goals, so I'm going to go back to that well. Let's go, Chicky.
Stay hot, Toby.
Team Chicky.
I wanted Bent Gustafson, and he's not available, unfortunately. So I guess now that I'm on the clock, you think I'm going to go Ovi? I probably should. Maybe thinking power play, he gets going at home. Not going to do that, though. I will be going with the big fella. Number 43, Joe B. Tom Wilson is my pick. I don't know that he scores on the power play. I could see a rush job. I could see an even strength snipe from Tom Wilson beating Freddie Anderson tonight. Pick number 3, Tom Wilson is off the board.
I mean, this is insane. The pick is in. I'm going to get the greatest goal scorer of all time, Alex Ovechkin. I know he's had a slow series. I think tonight with rocking the red here, I see a lot of red, a lot of Capitals fans here right now. I think Alex Ovechkin gets it done. I think he scores tonight and gets this thing going. Alex Ovechkin, 4th overall. I'll take that any day.
Good value, Clary. That's you just great sit value there right and you let there. Him fall into your lap. Darius now has picks 5 and 6, the snake in the Capital to score a goal challenge ahead of this game 5. Got to have it tilt. Darius, who are you taking to round out the first round?
We couldn't be more thrilled. We're actually so thrilled. We're just going to go ahead and do the pick is in sounder twice.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
There it is. We are taking, with our back-to-back picks, we're going to go with Connor McMichael, and we're going to go with Alexi Protas. We're just going to, I mean, you guys are just going to give me 30-plus goal scorers, and we'll just take it.
You got the two studs. You got a 30-goal guy in Protas. You got a 25-plus goal guy in McMichael, who was hunting 30 at the end of the year. You got the two young players that made the biggest leap. You're represented on lines 2 and 3. You're feeling good about yourself, Dad.
I'm feeling great. We are taking the lead right out of your hands, Ryan Clary.
That's the hope, by the way, is those two lines tonight. I think they're going to have to be a factor. And the reshuffled McMichael at center, if that pots a goal, that would be a boon for the local boys.
So Ryan and Darius are vying for a win here. If it ends tonight, and I mean the series and the challenge, then whoever has more goals wins this thing. Clary started with Ovi. Darius came back with McMichael and Protas. This is a huge spot for you now, Ryan. Who's going to be the second player skating for you?
The pick is in. Anthony Beauvillier. I'm going to go with this guy. I feel like I've had him on my team like a couple
You've
times
had him a
now.
Bunch, yeah.
At this point, he's been a little whisper quiet this series. But I think tonight, we're going to get back on the board. We're going to get this train back on the tracks. And we're going to score a goal tonight in front of the home crowd. Give me Beauvillier.
Attaboy. Bovi, top line. Clary's got him scoring. Number 2 on his line. All right, I will be taking the next pick, and with the 3rd pick of the 2nd round, I'm going to take Dylan Strome. Strome has not scored in this series. He has just the 1 point in this series. He has been library quiet so far against Carolina. I don't think that continues. He was the points leader for the Capitals, all regular season point per game player. He had an awesome round, 1 round to go. Stromer gets off the Schneid tonight. I think he scores a goal. Give me Dylan Strome, which gets us back to Toby at pick number 2.
The pick is in. This might be a little bit of a reach. I think Mel Kiper would be frustrated. I'm not going with more obvious choices, but I'm going to go with Ryan Leonard getting it done with some speed on his line. Finally, give me Ryan Leonard.
I like that one.
Little kid Leno.
I like that one with the new line.
Opportunity to skate with McMichael. All right, there are a bunch of quality options available. Danny's got a snake coming up here. Now, he's going all-time Capitals or some wacky bit, so we don't have to worry about him taking any of the guys that could actually score a goal.
I will not be poisoning the waters for anybody with this pick. The pick is in. I loved his 200-foot game. Give me classic Capital, former center from 87 through 99, Michael Pavanka. Come on down to the squad. Miss you, buddy. And I'm right back on the clock with the 3rd pick for me, the final pick or the last pick rather, or the first pick of this last round. That's what I was trying to say. Good for me to be able to say it. With that said, the pick is in. Mike Ridley, come on down. Delightful playmaking center, two-way player, a star. I love you, buddy, and I miss you. I played with you in NHL 94 a million and one times with Don Beaupre in goal. You would pass it back to Al Iafredi, who would break the glass with a slap shot, and I would show my neighborhood friends that I knew what I was doing.
Brings us back to Toby and pick number two. This is your capital to score a goal challenge. He's got Jacob Chychrun, who's gotten him both of the goals in the playoffs. He's got little kid Leno, Ryan Leonard, finally skating with some speed, and Connor McMichael. Toby, who is rounding out your line tonight?
The pick is in. I'm going to go back to a familiar blue liner. I've only had him once, so I'm going to pass on Rasmus Sandin. I'm going to go with John Carlson, scoring on a little backdoor play on the power play tonight. Give me John Carlson.
Captain
America. Did he score for you when he scored? Or was that for Ryan?
That was for Ryan.
That was for me.
All right, so he's got two defensemen. He's going with the Chychrun, Carlson, Leonard trio. I've got Tom Wilson and Dylan Strome. I am ready to round out my trio for the night. I guess you could say I'm going Do Theory because I'm going with another guy who's been a no-show offensively for the most part.
Got to have it.
Pierre-Luc Dubois. It is time for PLD to tickle some twine. It's got to happen. He's been very good defensively. Last change, they can do some things tonight to get him some more favorable matchups. I just think there's going to be, with that size, that Protas, Wilson, Dubois line, there's got to be something grimy. There's got to be some traffic in front kind of goal where somebody redirects something.
Well, it feels like there's your line that gets a forecheck going. Maybe the long stick of Protas bothers somebody, or Tom Wilson throws a hit and knocks somebody the next week. And maybe that pressure that we've been hearing so much about finally goes back to Carolina a little bit. Get a turnover, maybe he finally pots one. They could use it.
Ryan, you had Alex Ovechkin with the fourth pick.
Yeah.
One of the great steals of all time. You took Anthony Beauvillier back on the top line trying to get his Montreal game going. And now you get to round out your triumvirate.
And the pick is in. Andrew Mangiapane. I'm going to go with the guy who has not scored a goal since game four against Montreal. He has been whisper quiet so far this series offensively. But I will say this. I just got a feeling, man. I just got a feeling. I wasn't going to go TVR just to screw over Darius because I know he's going to take him here next. But I'm going to go with Mangiapane. That's my guy tonight.
Mangiapane, speed line, rush chance. Let's light the lamp. Let's
do it.
High bar down. Let's relive the biggest goal scored by a Capital in the playoffs. So
I wonder
far.
How much John that line's going to run the ice tonight, because that basically Mangiapane's average around 11 minutes of ice time.
Yep.
With the third line in its previous iteration. Well, that's not the previous iteration anymore.
They'll be on coming. The ice the least, I would think.
Yeah.
The only pushback against that might be McMichael's arguably been their best player, like in this series. Him and Wilson, to me, have been their two best players maybe of the postseason offensively. And if that's the case, then you can't have McMichael only play 11 or 12 minutes. Do you double shift McMichael with a couple of lines? Do you skate him maybe on the wing with Ovi and Strome or something wild? I don't know. But you're not only going to play McMichael 10, 11, 12 minutes. So that's why I think, you know, maybe there's going to be more ice time for those guys than we think. Because Leonard similarly has been in that range.
I mean, he's been sub 10 minutes basically, right? I mean, I think that goes up if it's 12, 13 minutes, 14 minutes maybe is, you know, you're closer to a true third line. But we'll see. You already pointed out that down line is going to be on the ice a lot.
Always are. I mean, they call it their fourth line. But
it's not.
It's their third most used line all season. All right, let's get to Darius to finish our draft then. He and Ryan both have 8 goals. Somebody edges out the other tonight. They're going to win this challenge if the series ends. Ryan's got Ovi, Beauvillier, and Mangiapane. Darius is working with McMichael, Protas, and who else?
Contrary to what Ryan believes, I am not taking Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Instead, I'm taking the People's Center, and that'll be Nick Dowd. Nick Dowd, I'll be picking you off the fourth line. You might as well just say it's the third line, but I will be picking Nick Dowd to add to the round out the team.
Give me Dowder's first playoff goal this postseason, right here and right now. No better time than the present to get that done. All right, I like it. Danny, give us our trios.
Danny, Ben Gustafson, Michael Pavanko, Michael Ridley. Shout out to the past. Toby, Jacob Chychrun, Ryan Leonard, John Carlson, Grant, Tom Wilson, Dylan Strome, and Pierre-Luc Dubois. Ryan, Ovi, Anthony Beauvillier, and Andrew Mangiapane. Christian Darrisaw, Connor McMichael, Alexi Protas, and Nick down.
All of our Caps playoff coverage in these drafts are brought to you by A-Strim Carpentry. For over 25 years, A-Strim's been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. They specialize in full-service interior trim carpentry, and they handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey, and hassle-free. Contact astrim.com today. A-Strim, the home builder's trade partner. Let's give you your Capitals player to lock in on tonight. This is presented by our friends at Baldino's Lock and Key. Capitals player to lock in on, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key. Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team since 1961.
I could pick a dozen guys here tonight, GP, but I'll start here. Connor McMichael, guy we were just talking about, have shifting positions. He's been their most consistent offensive player this postseason, I would say. Was great in the Montreal series, decent enough, plus enough, I think, in this one. They haven't had much offense to come by. Moving to center, has played there plenty, but hasn't done that in a minute. He'll be at the center spot on that third line, call it the third and a half line. I don't know how you want to dice it up, but moving there in place of Lars Eller, can you still be defensively accountable? Can they get more out of Leonard, Mangiapane, and McMichael, kind of sustain his production as well? So to me, that's a huge one, because that's the gamble. That's the shift that Coach Carberry is going with here with this game for a team that's down 3-1 in desperate need of something. So I'll go McMichael as my guy to lock in on.
Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson in games 1 and 2 of this series was excellent at home. In games 3 and 4 on the road, he was not nearly as good. He made 31 saves in game 1 and almost stole the damn thing. They went to overtime despite getting outplayed at a .939 save percentage. He made 27 saves on 28 shots in game 2, a series best .964 save percentage that night. But then in games 3 and 4, allowed a couple of goals that are uncharacteristically pedestrian for him. You know, goals that normally are stops. He ended up allowing 8 goals in 2 games in Raleigh. And while they weren't all his fault, and you just look at 37 shots against in game 4, that's way too many. It wasn't a him problem as much as an everybody right. problem. It is true to say that he was fantastic in 2 home games, and then he was not at the same level in 2 road games. So with that in mind, I think all eyes for me are on Logan Thompson. He's got to shine. When they get as many shots and as much puck possession as they do, and that's what they've done all year long, it's not always good quality shots, but it's shots that make you work.
And it's just that constant probing and bothering. Yeah.
You can't be leaning. You can't not see a puck through traffic. You can't give up a softie that goes off your shoulder and gets banged home on a rebound. This type of stuff that was happening in Raleigh. So I will be locking in on Logan Thompson. They need him to get back to playing like he did in the first couple of games. That'll be my player to lock in on, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key. Danny, what's your prediction before we get out of here?
This one feels, I'll tell you what, it's hard to actually understand. It's hard to actually comprehend that this is the position the Capitals are in. They were so good this season. It felt like it was going to be different, and this has kind of slowly descended down the mountainside here for a moment, right, as the Capitals are in a position we're not used to them being in. It feels like they got one more rebound in them. It feels like they've got one more time to get off the mat. I still don't think they win this series. And I don't want to say that's okay. It's disappointing and it's a bummer. I think they win tonight. I think this is one of those, you can't kill this group that easy. They're not. Does this seem like a team that's going to lose 4-1 to you, given the way that they've responded to everything all year long? What's gone on the last several seasons, gone through this record chase, missing a player here and there? They have always found a way to respond. So this feels to me like one more win before they go quietly into the night. I think ultimately maybe their season ends there in Raleigh. But to me, I think they win this one. It feels like a 4-2 with an empty netter at the end of the game.
I like their process in games like this. I like that they've answered all year long. I like that they don't lose 3 games in a row but once this season. I like that they scratch, they claw, they fight. When their back's against the wall, they answer the bell. They have every step of the way. Yep. They weren't supposed to be here. Do they win tonight? I don't know. It's a silly game. Bounces happen. Maybe Rasmus Sandin's stick gets caught in the boards. And somehow
that could never happen.
That turns into a Carolina goal. But I think they're going to play well. I think they're going to come out and they're going to give themselves a chance. And if that happens, I'll take my chances with this group, pushing this thing back and extending this, you know, just a couple of days. So let's hope we are talking again tomorrow about a win and about a game six coming up in Raleigh on Saturday. With that in mind, let's go play hockey. John Walton's got your pregame show coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then puck drop a little bit after 7 o'clock here on The Fan. Big thanks to Darius and Toby back in studio. By the way, shout out to the fellows from the Caps team store.
Yeah.
We dropped off a couple of hats and gear that were listening to the show.
Very neat, man.
Toby's going to get a couple of these hats coming back to the studio. Him and Ryan got some new gear, got a nice little OV chain that somebody's going to be rocking. So thanks to the Cap Steam Store for dropping those off. Go get your gear there. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. We appreciate you. Enjoy the matchup tonight.
Thank you for coming.
By the way, shout out to the fellows from the Caps Team Store.
Yeah.
We dropped off a couple of...
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.